Hi, this is a decision for Ms. Carla Mathis. CARRLAMATHIS, Carla Mathis. Date of birth is 6/1/1980. Date of visit 5/10/2020. Date of accident 11/16/2021. Ms. Carla Mathis is here for a follow-up evaluation. She basically was involved in an automobile accident, on a rear-ending accident as a restaurant driver, leading to dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, feeling like drunk and squashing the vision, TBI symptom, but there was no headaches. In addition, patients start suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right thigh. And the patient has had a series of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and it's still continuing. Currently, she reports that the pain has been traveling down her legs and her pain, her arms to the fingertips, and she has a constant neck pain. And pain level remains around between 5 and 7. Patient says that she's feeling fine and she does not want any neuropsych as far as TBI is concerned. She has absolutely no headaches, so that part is pretty good. However, the pain in the right shoulder, right arm, and neck and lower back is still persisting. The patient reports 40% improvement overall in the symptoms. The ADLs that are affected is work 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, general activity, mood, and walking ability 7, the relationship with other people and sleep is affected 6, while enjoyment of life is affected 5. The patient reports no symptoms in neurological, psych, and system review. There's no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, no double vision, ear ringing, fainting, black eyes. There's no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In that pain and numbness, patient reports that she's suffering from stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the right shoulder and lower back and neck pain. No difficulty walking is reported, no headaches. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of urine or bowel. No frequency or painful urination regarding the urine is reported. And respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, there is a slight improvement up to 30%. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. In the current pain medication is SAL number 3, which results as issues of pain. Substantial abuse money is reported. Compliance is the patient requests full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 167 above 111. Pulse is 106. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examinations from the previous visit of 4/11/2022, dictation number 0411-083. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue treating this patient. All the MRIs that were done were reviewed. She's meant to have a hernia disc at C45 and C56, and C67, C71, and also C2, C3, C34. And the patient is also meant to have grade 1 retro lymphocytosis in L45, L5S1, with bilateral excessive joint hypertrophy. The patient has been referred to Dr. Priebel, who is a neurosurgeon for disc replacement, and she is undergoing a surgery. And she has an appointment next 2 weeks from today. The patient also has been advised to try LUSI and CUSI in case the pains are not relieved. Regarding the medication, patients provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, 300 mg, 4 mg, twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER, 100 mg, twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg daily for evening for sleep, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patches are provided for pain relief topically. The patient has had one CUSI and one LUSI, and no shift injection to the shoulders have been done. I think she is more up to going for a surgery at this time. So we'll keep a follow-up visit every month. Her nuts and legs have been reviewed, and she seems like a compliant person. She has been advised about the marijuana program as well. Thank you.